It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
We're all fired up. We have had so much to talk about. Like, we have a sheet in here that is full of stuff to chat about today. I just got finished with my banana, so I'm ready to rock. I know Katie was complaining about bananas a little bit ago, too.
Yeah, well, it's because I go into this particular store, and I go in there just to get bananas at Target.
Okay, it's Target.
And I always have an issue with the one that I'm at. I showed you a picture, because yesterday I took a video of it, but the other day I went into this Target. I'm not kidding,
it was
Josh.
A riveting video, Josh.
Yes, it was
a banana video from
it
Target.
Why did I get this video, Katie?
Well, you weren't here yet. I'll show you later, but my multiple instances at Target dealing with their bananas. The first time last week I went in there, their entire selection was green, Josh. Verde.
Can I tell you green. How hard it is for me to choose any type of food that's ripe?
Yeah.
I cannot see the colors. I have bought so many.
Can you squeeze? You squeeze a little bit.
I don't squeeze my foods when I'm there. I'm sorry.
Josh is colorblind.
I can't tell. I really can't tell.
So,
it's so tough to pick out ripe foods for me.
Like an avocado?
I don't eat avocado, so.
Oh, you need to start.
Yeah,
that's
a
great thing to eat.
Which I like everything else avocado related. Like, give me some guac, absolutely, but straight avocado?
Yeah.
It has the consistency of like a child's diarrhea.
I may not eat avocado.
There you go.
You're into that, huh?
Yeah.
Like it's not my thing.
So back to your first world problem.
The bananas. Yesterday I went in, and I'm not kidding, this is a video I showed Jeremy. I walk in, and it's empty, completely empty. Except for two green bananas down on the very bottom. And I'm like, who's going to buy those? Like, who's going to buy those bananas?
Two lonely bananas.
They're going to be sitting there for a week before anybody even looks at them.
They'll be right.
What is the problem with the bananas at this Target I'm going to?
I had to hear
day?
About this for 20 minutes when I came in this morning. So now you guys do.
Oh, my gosh. That's so good.
I can't understand what's going on with Target's bananas. I can't go in there anymore.
You want to talk about things that feel wrong but aren't? You can take as many bananas off the bundle of bananas and buy them. Like, I could take one banana off and just buy a singular banana. That feels wrong.
Doesn't it?
It's totally legal.
Like, you could go buy one banana.
You can totally do it.
I did. I grabbed one of those green bananas. It's sitting on my counter right now, waiting to be ripe.
Waiting to ripe.
What is going on at Target with those bananas?
That is so funny.
There's a theory, and I should look it up, but there's a theory behind banana sales. Like, if there's an increase in banana sales, or you go in and the bananas are gone, damn it. Somebody will message us. There's like a correlation with like there's a lot of sickness coming or something like that. I'm just shooting from the hip here, but I remember reading something about that. There's a correlation between
a
banana sales and maybe like illnesses coming or something like that. It doesn't matter. Somebody will message us. But.
Well, Arabella says I'm not the only one with a banana debacle. I don't know what that means. Are other people dealing with banana issues out there? Because,
oh, God, no.
Man.
I hope not.
See, she said she went to the Costco in Littleton last week. The entire banana supply was a dark, unripened green. No yellow to be seen anywhere.
Is it not in season for bananas?
Banana
right
drama.
Now?
Isn't banana always in season?
Like, I mean, probably not,
because
it's a fruit. I mean, there's a season.
Like, that's not how it works,
logically,
Katie.
I would say there's probably an in-season and an out-of-season.
I hate this topic.
This topic is bananas, you guys.
I didn't even mean to bring it up. It was an accident.
Yes.
I hate this topic. Let's do some PMI.
Okay.
Who's got the P? Positive. We're going to do a positive, a minus, and something interesting. Who's got the P?
I have the P.
You got the P.
I do, because we have Big Boy Locomotive going through Colorado.
What did you just call me?
Right? You are going through Colorado.
Choo choo.
Hey, a million pound train.
What?
That's
are
what
you making
is.
All this up right now?
That's what they're calling them. They call them the Big Boys because they are so large. And the Heartland of America tour, it started in Cheyenne back in August, and it's rolling through 9 different states throughout the country, right? Okay, I can't even tell the story now. I just have to dance.
Totally distracting, right?
Yeah, but today, or tomorrow actually, rather, it's going to roll through Denver Union Station. It'll get there at 9 o'clock, and then it'll be up in Greeley at 10th Street Crossing between 1235 and 105. So you've got a few chances.
Back this train up.
To
hold
check
on.
Up the Big Boy.
So it's a giant train, essentially, that's coming to town. It's just the front end.
It's just
it's
the
choo-choo part.
It's just the locomotive.
Just the locomotive.
The choo-choo part.
Yes.
And it's 1 million pounds?
Yeah, over 1 million pounds. Yeah, the Big Boy. And again, this is the Heartland of America
tour. The Big Boy?
So it's been going on for a couple months now. Yeah. Yeah, watch out for the little ridiculous. Boy right behind.
Have you guys seen the famous TikToker? His name's Francis, and all he does is chase trains. Like, he is beyond famous. He has like 100 million likes on his videos because he chases trains, and he has a video camera that gets his reaction, but it's like the fisheye lens, so he looks hilarious when he reacts to these trains. But now, like, he's been sponsored by like Polo Ralph Lauren, like all these things, because he's gotten so many views. That's how you sound right now. You sound so excited to see a train. And
like,
I love it.
Does
that
he
so
actually
cool.
run behind
he
him?
He runs
like, physically
trains.
Chasing look a train.
At, look at his face. Let That's me see. The camera angle that he oh. gets of his face. And he's so, it's so just... happy to see these trains. And it's so funny. And now, like, he
that
finds
That dude is
really...
so single.
No,
I know.
He has a girlfriend. He has a... I know. Oh. He has a girlfriend and I don't. But the dude gets so... He is the happiest TikTok account because he gets so happy when he sees these trains. And he finds really, really rare trains. And he calls them, like, trolleys because he's, like, from Britain and
a
stuff
trolley.
Like that. He is the happiest dude in the world. That's how you sound right
he
now
needs
because
to jump
you're
on
so
the
excited.
Big boy.
Yes.
What he
well,
needs
yeah.
to do.
How does the big boy not break the tracks if it's 1 million pounds?
Well, they've thought all of this out, you know. The locomotive engineers have thought of all of this, Jer.
Big boy's coming
yeah,
to town.
Exactly.
It sounds so ready. Colorado, doesn't
it? It does.
Big boy's going to come rolling into Union Station.
And then up at 10th Street Crossing.
That all is right. a huge Choo-choo. Train.
It is. It's massive.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I think the site in itself would be very spectacular. You should
it's
go check
huge.
That out.
That's a big right? train.
It's a big
so,
train.
So, like, the cars behind it look really small then, right? It's like a toy almost.
That's
kinda cool. Dumb.
I kind of want to
no,
see it now.
No, it's not. It's going to be awesome.
When is it doing? When is
so
it coming through?
Tomorrow, it's going to be Union Station at 9, so you're kind of busy. But then Greeley between 12:35 and 1:05.
Does it cost?
No. You could just go up, check out this big train.
What if you guys sent me on my way tomorrow to see this train, and I could call in and talk about it?
Yeah.
Riveting.
We should do that.
Well, I'm standing here, guys.
There
looking
it goes.
Looking at a giant train.
I bet you'd hear the whistles. It's kind of cool.
I tried real hard.
Don't do that anymore. Here's what I want to do. We got to jump into a break, and we'll come back and do the minus and the interesting. Is everybody okay? Yeah. I got to recover from the banana story and the train story right now. Oh, I'm man. Like pretty fired up.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
Arabella texted in and said, did you know there are only 6 female train engineers in the country?
What? That's
and,
it, huh?
Yeah, but one Choo-choo. Of them run the Georgetown Loop locomotives.
You know that little, that. You know that little pocket in the side of the train door is full of used tissues, and there's a big old Stanley in the back.
Exactly.
Yeah. Turn signals on for sure.
Nothing wrong with that though.
She's on a train.
She's rolling that train.
Yeah,
come on. Only 6 in the country.
That's
fascinating.
Cool.
Bunch of chapstick rolling around in that cab.
Purse sliding in the back.
There's a purse you know, dumped over in the back.
A very well-managed train, boys. Mm-hmm. Everybody's in order. Nobody's, you know, there's no shenanigans on that train. I can tell you right now.
Oh, bunch well, of
right
lip
now.
Gloss smeared on the seat.
Lip gloss. Boogers on the side
I
of the chair.
Guarantee you.
Everything's in control on that Georgetown Loop locomotive.
Inside of that train hasn't been cleaned in years.
Oh, are you kidding? It's the cleanest train ever existed.
The oil change light has been on that train for months.
It's about to run out of gas, though. I can tell you that.
Yes,
much.
It's on E.
Jokes, jokes, jokes. I have the minus. I will tell you guys, I have been up since about 2 a.m. this morning.
Ugh.
Because roughly at that time last night, I decided to headbutt my wife right in the face.
Oh, what? Oh, no. Get there.
You break her nose?
That was the adrenaline rush, buddy. That,
what?
This is her fault.
For sure. No. For sure. Let's hear it out. Let's hear it out.
Why she got to be sleeping so close
and
to me, first of all, facing
her.
Me.
Personal space.
Facing me and super close. But at roughly 2 a.m., I made a move of some sort and, I mean, crack right in the nose, and it was, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, what'd you do, oh my god.
Her mouth guarded?
Oh my god. With her mouth guarded, and so it was more like, oh my god, what'd you do, what'd you do to my nose?
Well, that probably stopped the concussion, the mouth guard.
Right? So it was immediately like, oh my god, I'm so sorry,
jeez.
And then trying to, you know, flip on the lights to see if there's blood gushing out of her nose and just her holding it. And it's like, you know, obviously hurting very bad.
Yeah.
Oh, poor
this
is she okay?
I texted her a little bit ago. She says she's a little sore.
Yeah.
She's not replying.
Well, you headbutted her this morning, so.
But I straight up Street Fighter right in her face. Like, Mortal Kombat.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Jerry, we got to ask the important question. Are you okay? Oh.
Honestly, I'm a little bruised right here, Josh. It's a little tender right here. But it's her fault.
What happened? Oh, were you having a dream?
I don't know.
Why did you headbutt your wife?
I don't know. And, you know, generally it's, you know, an elbow in the face or a hand or something, which is normal when you're sleeping with somebody for 20-some years. But it was, I mean, this is the first time I ever headbutted her. And it's like the adrenaline hit me so hard. It was like, well, guess who's up now?
Yeah, you're not going back to sleep.
Thanks, Nick Knack, with your big old face.
This is making me love sleeping alone.
I know, right?
I can starfish all day long,
guess
baby.
Guess how many people I headbutted last night?
Nope. None.
It's funny. I thought about both of you as I was laying there.
Did,
like,
you?
Idiot.
Did you?
I was like, these two schmucks.
Sound asleep.
Don't have to worry about this at all.
No.
And then I got Nick Knack over here going, oh, my God. Am I Nick?
Oh, I feel so bad for her. That is terrible. That's a horrible way to wake her up, too.
So anyway.
And again, you just, out of nowhere, woke up, headbutted another person.
So new rules that we need to face opposite directions, and there's got to be room for Jesus there in the middle. It's like,
plenty of room for Jesus.
Just the three of us.
Scoot over, just the three of us. Ain't nobody headbutting Jesus.
Not today.
So anyway, I'm a little seepy today, guys.
Oh, you poor guys.
Poor Nick Knack. No, I'm sorry. I'm going with poor Nick Knack.
Yeah, poor Nick Knack for sure. She was probably sound asleep.
Sound asleep, buddy. Josh, we got a little bit of time here for interesting. What do you got?
Yeah, real quickly, I just want to know, what are your guys' irrational fears off the top of your head?
Falling off a waterfall, actually.
Well, that's pretty rational for you, actually.
Probably like getting trapped somewhere, like in a store or something.
In that banana conversation?
Yeah.
So there was a list that came out of the top irrational fears, a poll of 20,000 people. So the top ones were actually really, really interesting. Number four came in that blew my mind. Elvis.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley is an irrational fear of many people. I think a lot of people still think he's alive, and so they're just like, what is he doing?
He's going to show up in the
middle of the night? I understand that. There's other ones, being framed for murder. This one's actually, I think, relatively rational. The ceiling fan coming off and hitting you. So just falling off and hitting you.
Oh, my God.
That's terrifying.
We have one above our bed that it's due to be replaced. Because it's like shik, 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 back and forth. I'm like, that is going to fall down and hit Nicole right in the face while she's sleeping.
Well, the number one I actually thought was pretty crazy. Planes falling out of the sky and landing on your house. So I actually live right next to Centennial Airport. That is a huge fear of mine. I really think that sometimes those little prop planes could absolutely fall and crash into my house. And I do not like that at all. But there's a lot of people that are apparently very scared of a 747 just falling through their ceiling. Does that scare you guys at all? Or is that...
No. Probably more so a helicopter versus a plane.
Okay, helicopter. Yeah, plane/helicopter is the same thing.
My irrational fear is probably the bridges. I go under a bridge and I like hold my breath. I'm like, oh, this could be it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, yeah, that's mine, I guess.
That's a good one. What about like passing an 18-wheeler?
I just think of the, what is that?
Final destination.
Every log truck.
Log truck or truck holding poles of any kind, I do not stay behind.
Yeah.
We had one of those blow out a tire on our way to Iowa once. And that's freaky. And like we were next to it, and boom, you're like,
did that throw you off the road? I was going to say,
No, but oddly enough, a piece of tire flew through the window and hit Nicole right in the face.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.